The content of this podcast should not be considered financial or investment advice. All interviews and discussions are opinions only, and the podcast has been created without taking into consideration the listener's financial objectives, financial situation, or needs. Listeners should obtain independent advice before making any financial decisions. Hi, this is Barry Fitzgerald, Garen Perro columnist for Stockhead. Welcome to another edition of the Explorers Podcast. Today we're catching up again with Tony Rivera. Tony is the well-known Managing Director of Azure Minerals, which trades under the code AZS or Alpha Zulu Sierra. It is trading at 36 cents for a market cap of $112 million. Now, we last caught up with Tony back in August last year, and it was Azure was a $78 million company then, so there's been a $35 million value add since then. No surprise, because lots of things have been happening at the company's exciting Andover Nickel project, which is owned 60% by Azure and 40% by Marcus Creasy's private interests. Andover is about 35 kilometres southeast of Karratha, over there in the West Pilbara. Now, we've got Tony with us today to bring us up to speed on the big news out of Andover, which is a maiden mineral resource estimate, which is fascinating in itself, but Tony promises us there's more to come. So with that, I'll say g'day, Tony. Welcome to the podcast.
Yes, good morning, Barry. Good to be here.
Tony, the big news, the 30th of March, maiden mineral resource estimate for Andover. What can you tell us about it?
Yes, it is. It's the first of what we expect to be many, many, many mineral resources that will be announced for the Andover project, because it looks like we've discovered a nickel camp or a nickel province where there's going to be multiple nickel deposits throughout the district. But the first one that we've drilled out to date is, we've called it the Andover deposit. It's 4.6 million tonnes of 1.1% nickel and about 0.5% copper, plus some credits of cobalt as well, in a single package, a single block of mineralisation. And these are sulphide mineralisation, which is the high quality nickel material. So this deposit starts at surface and extends to about 500 metres below surface. And it's about 300 metres long. And in thickness, it varies between 10 and 30 metres wide. And very importantly, the consistency of this deposit is I'm not sure if it's unique, but it's certainly first class, because every drill hole and every drill line that we've put in, there is a very, very good continuity of the width of the mineralized body and also the grade of the mineralization. It's very consistent throughout the entire deposit. And the deposit itself does remain open at depth and a little bit along strike as well. And so there's a potential to make it bigger with further drilling. But so far, we've drilled 102 drill holes into it. Most of them hit good mineralization, and we were able to put together that maiden mineral resource that came out last week. And things are looking very positive.
So that resource estimate that equates to roughly 75,000 tonnes of contained metal, and as you said, further growth anticipated. I was just wondering, interesting, what's the relationship between the nickel and the copper there?
They come together. They are together. The nickel and the cobalt are one and one. They hold hands. And the copper tends to be right next door to the nickel and surrounding the nickel as well. So where you're mining the massive sulfide mineralization, you get all of the nickel, the copper and the cobalt all coming together. Importantly, we've also done a lot of metallurgy on this deposit as well. And we are able to separate out a nickel cobalt concentrate and a separate copper concentrate, which are both of those concentrates are good, very high grade, high quality with very low deleterious elements in them. And also they generate very good recoveries. So we get high recoveries, good grades, low contaminants within the concentrates. So we can make a material and produce separate concentrates, which will be very saleable in the international marketplace.
If you don't mind, I think it'd be ideal if we could just go back. We're talking about a new province in opening up here, and so close to Karratha. I know Karratha is better known for LNG exports more than anything. But just a bit intrigued, what was the change factor that has led to this opening up of this new province?
Well, our joint venture partner, Mark Creasy, has held the ground for a very long time, probably a couple of decades, and has done minor amount of nickel exploration on it. But he always recognised that there was potential for nickel there. And he did the little bit of exploration he did and the handful of drill holes that he put into the ground came up with a few sniffs of nickel, what you might call there was a bit of smoke. It was when that we were able to get on the ground 18 months ago after completing the joint venture deal with the Creasy Group. And we started drilling, and basically everywhere we drilled, we hit nickel. We targeted, specifically our drilling was targeting these geophysical anomalies, electromagnetic anomalies, which indicate bodies of electrical conductivity within the bedrock. And they represent bodies of sulfide mineralization. And to date, we've tested four of them in the southwest quadrant of the property, and all four of them have come up with really solid nickel and copper sulfide mineralization. So at the moment, it's 100% success rate for drilling electrical conductors, particularly in the southern part of the project area. Obviously, the first of those is Andover, and that's now a deposit with a mineral resource, and it's undergoing development studies, and a scoping study should be ready for publication later this year. And then we've got at least another three that we've drilled as well, where we've hit good nickel and copper sulfide mineralization as well. So we're very excited. And what we see here is the potential for the entire Andover district to host multiple nickel deposits, all of them multiple nickel deposits, which hopefully become mines, feeding into a central processing facility. And that's the scenario that we're working towards at the moment.
And the joint venture has control of this district?
Most of the district, that's right, Barry. The joint venture controls a very large proportion of the Andover mafic, ultramafic intrusive complex, which hosts the mineralisation. So, yeah, we've got a very strong footprint that covers most of the prospective rock types.
And just to emphasise that the maiden resource estimate is but one of what's expected to be more going forward. Results from Ridgeway look exciting. Then you've got Seaview and Skyline and plus Atrium and Woodbrook, and the list goes on. So you're going to be drilling there a long time.
We are, yes. We're definitely going to be drilling there a long time. We've had between one and three diamond drill rigs going continuously now for the last 18 months. Two rigs are still there drilling away. Where we're drilling at the moment is a property called, or a prospect called Ridgeline. And Ridgeline is about only 200 to 300 metres away from the Andover deposit. It may well be a continuation of Andover in its own right. But what we're seeing there is actually a little bit different. And this is the exciting part of being an exploration geologist, is you can come up with some really good discoveries, which are just a little bit different. Andover, the deposit where we now have the resource, is a large proportion of it is contained in massive nickel and copper sulfide mineralization. Those massive sulfides at Andover grade around 1.5 to 2% nickel. Now, only a few hundred meters away at Ridgeline, where we're currently drilling, massive copper and nickel sulfide mineralization at Ridgeline, and those massive sulfides are coming in at 3 to 4, even up to 5% nickel. So we're getting at Ridgeline potentially double the grade, double the nickel grade and double the copper grade in the massive sulfides at Ridgeline than we do at the Andover deposit only a few hundred metres away. So it's quite remarkable that we've got this second deposit now being drilled, hopefully to resource standard over the next few months. And the grade of Ridgeline could be far enough above the what we've seen so far at Andover. So it really, really exciting.
Well, the grade at Andover is not too bad. It's 1.41% nickel equivalent. It's all a question of what metal price inputs you use. you wouldn't be using $32,000 nickel price at the moment, would you? Or $14.85 a pound. Fantastic price.
That's right. Well, the nickel price is it's going to fluctuate, and it'll be what it'll be. But anything north of $20,000 a tonne, or $10 a pound is really, really good.
What gets you excited?
Yeah. Just to expand a little bit on where we're drilling at the moment, you mentioned Seaview and Skyline. Those are two other prospects where we've drilled And we have hit nickel and copper sulfides as well in those. And the drill rigs will be getting back onto those later this year and hopefully drilling them through to a resource status as well. But we've got a couple of others just in that same district and same area. Only these are all of these prospects and deposits are within a few kilometres of each other. Atrium and Woodbrook, two that we've yet to drill, but they actually look really good, really exciting. Both of them have got outcropping gossans at surface. Now, the gossan is the weathered or oxidized representation of the massive nickel sulfides that are hosted in the bedrock. And we've got very nice, good grade nickel and copper gossans at surface on both Woodbrook and Atrium. And they sit over the top of a electromagnetic conductors. So there's a really high likelihood that Atrium and Woodbrook are going to prove up to be two new deposits as well. So incredibly exciting. And just in that little district or that little quadrant of our property over a few kilometres, we could end up with four or five or six separate nickel deposits.
So now you're in that interesting phase where exploration upside is there for the taking with more drilling. But you also turn your attention now, I guess, to near-term development opportunity at Andover initially. So how are you going about that, and what should investors be looking out for in terms of a timeline, perhaps?
Okay, we've decided that our strategy going forward will be to run dual pathways. So one of the pathways will be exploration, drilling, and resource drilling. So that will continue going full steam ahead. But in parallel with that, we're going to run the development study program with the intention of having a initial scoping study, a maiden scoping study being announced hopefully later this year, which will be mostly on the Andover, but maybe if all goes well, we'll also include Ridgeline into that as well, so that we can run the scoping study program in parallel with the exploration resource drilling. So that scoping study contains not just the mineral resources that we're defining, but also mining studies, which are underway at the moment, and hydrological studies and metallurgical studies, all of which are being undertaken as we speak, plus all the other components of heritage and environment and social and community and all of those sorts of components of the development study program are being undertaken as we speak. So there's a lot of activity happening, and our intention, Azure's intention in joint venture with the Creasy Group, is that we'll be taking this project through to the mining stage.
Quite remarkable, given you really only hit the ground, 18 months ago?
That's right. And there's a lot's happened in 18 months, and we're well cashed up at the moment. We have, at the start of this year, we had $19 million in the bank, and we're obviously spending money reasonably quickly because we're doing a lot of drilling, but we're getting the results. So in terms of bang for buck, we're getting a great outcome at the moment.
You've just mentioned the cash position, and obviously the nickel and copper markets couldn't be better for a company drilling aggressively and also down a dual pathway of development. I was just wondering, you couldn't ask for a better location, could you? Infrastructure-wise?
Absolutely. All right, so Andover project is located, as you mentioned, 30 kilometres to the southeast of Karratha. So we fly from Perth to Karratha. So that's a two-hour plane flight. We land at Karratha. We drive along the Northwest Coastal Highway, which goes right through our property. And from there, it radiates out. There's a lot of existing tracks and roads, etc., throughout the property. So access into the project area is excellent. And on the project area itself, we're only a couple of kilometres to the south of the town of Roebourne. So throughout our project area, we've got mobile phone coverage, obviously great access, and then we have power supplies, water supplies, gas pipelines, all crossing or either the property or very close to the property. And then we've got the biggest scheme of infrastructure, like there's ports and railways and et cetera, throughout that district. So everything you could possibly want in terms of services and infrastructure for an exploration and mining project located within probably half an hour's drive of the Andover project area. You could not get a better located project for development.
Plus you get to fly into Karratha in a big plane, not one of those little twin engine things. Exciting stuff, Tony. So if we could just recap on, so you're drilling numerous exploration prospects at the as we speak now, and there'll be a steady flow of assay results in coming months?
Absolutely, that's right. So we will have more assay results coming out, and one of the great things we've been able to do recently is spend some time trying to get an understanding of the geology. And we have actually, we believe we've cracked the code of what controls the nickel mineralization in this part of the Andover property. And so there'll be some news coming out soon about the geology and the exploration strategy that we're employing on the ground as to how we can find more nickel. And it's very exciting because so far it looks to be very, very successful. And in addition to that, obviously, we'll have assays going forward, so there'll be a lot more drill hits coming in. We did put some out about Ridgeline, the drilling at Ridgeline only a couple of weeks ago, where we're hitting around about that 4 to 6 meter wide mark, running 3.5 to 4% nickel. So, and we expect that we'll be able to announce a whole lot bunch more drill intersections, which will be similar in stature for Ridgeline. So, and in addition to that, we've got the metallurgical test work. The more advanced stage of that's underway, so that will be an announceable event in a couple of months' time too. So, yes, we are doing a lot of work, and we are getting a lot of really good results at the moment, and those results will be communicated to the market.
A tough one for you, Tony. I would have taken the maiden resource estimate as a major re-rating event. Market has carried you a little bit higher, but market cap is $112 million. There's some nickel explorers out there without any hope of getting a mineral resource in the near future and similar valuations company. So what is it about this that the market hasn't got fully on board yet, and what do you see as the trigger points for the major re-rating?
Well, the first thing is I think that the mining analysts at the various broking houses, particularly in Western Australia, had a fairly good handle on the size and the scale of the deposit at Andover. And they had told their clients that to expect around about 50,000 tonnes of nickel and 20,000 tonnes of copper. And that's exactly what we came out with. So in effect, we met market expectations. And so therefore, there wasn't a significant upward re-rating of the stock at that time. However, once we start drilling out the Ridgeline deposit, and in particular, if we're getting much higher grades, then the amount of contained nickel and copper that we have within those deposits is going to significantly uplift. And at that stage, I believe there'll be a re-rating in the stock price going up.
And on top of that, of course, we don't really know where nickel price will settle at the moment. Who's to say it won't settle at $15 a pound? Could be. So interesting times.
That's right. And the nickel price obviously was very erratic a couple of weeks ago. But in the last few days, it seems to have settled down, and it's trading in a range in that sort of the low to mid $30,000 a tonne or $15 a pound. That's unexpectedly high. But as I said earlier, anything above $20,000 a tonne for nickel, we expect that will make the Andover a viable project.
And copper's been interesting too, of course. It's been holding on to near record levels throughout the turmoil elsewhere. And cobalt prices come storming back as well. So
yes, cobalt's huge at the moment.
Okay, great combination. All right, Tony, I think time now just to bring it together. And if I could just get you to recap on what investors should be looking out for as 2022 unfolds.
Yeah, certainly, Barry. Obviously, with the publication of the maiden mineral resource now with 50,000 tonne of nickel and 20,000 tonnes of copper, we've got a solid base to the company. Now, you can put a valuation to what we actually hold in the ground. That's only going to get bigger and potentially higher grade as well, because we're currently drilling at Ridgeline, and we expect that that's going to produce some very nice high-grade resources in time. So there's going to be an uplift in the resource base later this year. In addition to that, there'll be the opportunity for new discoveries and drilling out additional resources at some of the other prospects like Seaview and Atrium and Woodbrook. In addition to that, we'll also be doing the scoping study and kicking the goals and de-risking the project both in a technical and an infrastructure sense. And that'll be going forward. So the focus for the company is very much on Andover. Our intention is to take this project as quickly as we can, right through that the resource definition and development study stage through to the construction and operational stage, so that we can capitalise on the current demand for these high-value battery metals like nickel, copper and cobalt, and particularly, obviously, with the current high prices that are there at the moment, it makes this entire project very attractive.
Certainly does. Okay, there we go, folks. An exciting and fast developing story. Company now able to move on to the dual pathway of continuing to explore, and as well as move into development study work and become a nickel producer at just when the world's crying out for more of the sulfide material that a project like Andover will produce. So with that, Tony, thanks for your time today. Good luck with it all. We'll be watching with interest.
Yeah, thanks very much, Barry. It's been a pleasure to tell a great story.
Cheers.